B-Pod Studios.
Sports Hub. Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari or Jaguar, switching four lanes on top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flash the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigga, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam.
Sports and final hour, Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire studios. We welcome in on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. RJ Bell joins us from pregame.com and, of course, Fox Sports Radio. He is the giver of a very nice Christmas gift basket, which we got yesterday. Very, very nice, RJ.
Classy.
Well, I appreciate it. I kind of worried you guys are such health nuts, you wouldn't necessarily appreciate all the candies and sugars.
Yeah, well, we made an exception.
Plenty.
We made an exception. We didn't want to, you know, not appreciate the gift. So we.
I appreciate that, guys.
That was nice.
Well, what's one of those baskets run you, RJ? That's a nice basket.
I tell you, the eighth year we've done them, and my wife has really refined each time we do it. She finds better and better deals. So, but it does run up to about $150 a basket.
Wow,
classy,
classy,
wow,
classy.
Hey, it only goes out to a select few.
Oh, well, you don't want to brag too much. Got to remain humble on all this. RJ, let's talk about the Patriots this weekend. 9.5 on the road against Cincinnati. Cincinnati's a bad team. I'd be lying if we said we've paid a lot of attention to the Bengals this year. So tell us what you think about this matchup.
Well, you didn't tape them on the sidelines?
I wasn't personally doing it, no.
Well, I tell you this. You guys probably know this, but it's an amazing stat. The last time the Pats lost three straight games in the same season was 2002, 17 years ago. They had 10 instances since. They had lost two straight, and the third game, 10-0 straight up, obviously, 8-2 against the spread. So Belichick is great historically off one loss. He's impeccable off a two. I think with road favorites, typically, you've got to worry the most about focus. I don't think you have any concern about focus with the Pats here. I also think this could be the greatest mismatch of coaching in the history of the NFL. I mean, Belichick's the best. I think Belichick has just gotten better with age. If you look at his record, it says so. And I would make the case the Bengals have the worst coaching staff in memory.
Oof. That's pretty good. Well, benefits the Patriots. Jim took them this week at the -9.5. That's what he got it at. So we're in.
Yeah,
on the...
I would lean that way strongly.
All right. Oh, way nice. To go. Like way to that. Go, Jim Louth. Way to go. I'm feeling strong about Tampa Bay this weekend, covering 3.5 on the road against the Lions. Sharp, square, what do you think?
Well, I would have to say that Tampa Bay has been the wise guy's favorite team this year. I mean, think back. This is going to be shocking in hindsight. The Tampa Bay was a 3-point underdog in New Orleans. Now, it was with Bridgewater, but this was after Bridgewater started hot. And why have the wise guys loved Tampa so much? It's because their stats are so good, so much better than their record. And that's really typically the anatomy of a wise guy team. Stats are better than their record. Well, in this case, though, the turnovers. Kind of betting 101 is the idea that turnovers have a huge element of randomness. Yeah, Brady's going to throw less than Winston, but other than the quarterback throwing interceptions, everything else is almost purely random. Intercepting the ball, recovering fumbles, fumbling yourself and not recovering it. Statistically, there's just no correlation to most of that stuff. Thus, turnover play teams tend to be underrated. That's been the assumption. Look at the Bucs stats, but man, oh man, Winston seems to be the quarterback that just keeps throwing those interceptions. So you got to ask yourself, if we knew for a fact Winston was going to, let's just say Tampa was going to have an even turnover margin, we would certainly bet one of the biggest bets of the year on Tampa. I can't predict that, so I'm staying away from it.
Ooh.
Okay, I took Seattle. You know, early in the week, it was -4.5. It's gone up to 6.5 against Carolina. Carolina looks like they're a little disarray since Ron Rivera was fired. How do you like that pick on a bounce-back week after the Ram game?
You know, I'm torn here because on one hand, I like the pick. On the other hand, for the kids out there, I'm concerned about giving my blessing to two road favorites out of three games. Oh. So you guys be careful next week, but I have to give you the blessing this week. And you said it. The perfect storm for a road favorite is a team, a home dog, that's given up, it seems. And I think it's very much the case they've given up. And I'm not trying to disparage the team. I think the owner, hedge fund guy, math guy, analytics guy, comes in and says, you know, pretty much we're clearing house. And I think that's going to mean not only the coaching staff beyond Rivera, not only some of the support, if not much of the support staff. It means those fringe players that tend to go with a coach. Coach has his favorites. And also, they've made statements now about, hey, it's a long rebuild. Well, what does that mean? That means trading some veterans, trading some key guys. I think that the Panthers are in as much tumult, as much discombobulation of any team I can remember for a couple years at least. And on the other hand, you've got a team in Seattle who is off an embarrassing loss, and that's what it takes to focus road favorites. So I think you've got a Seattle team that's focused against a team that's given up. I like Seattle.
All right, let's talk about this Rams-Cowboys game for a minute. The total is 49. And the Cowboys gave up a ton of points last week, but on average for the season, it's much lower, and Rams lower than that. I like the under.
You know, I haven't thought about this. I like it, too, and here's why. Playoff intensity. Also, obviously, the Cowboys have a lot of pressure on them. I mean, the Rams do, too, but the Cowboys have been struggling. But I'll say this personally. One of my biggest, strongest bets of the year is on Dallas here. We just said it. What do wise guys believe? Stats are more predictive than wins and losses. Because close games, hey, they can go either way. You might say, well, Jason Garrett, yeah, he's an Ivy League guy, but he's too stupid to win close games, right? I say that a little derisively, but that's what some people believe. Prior to this season, Jason Garrett in his coaching career had the fifth best record in one-score games. Belichick was first, by the way, fifth best for Garrett. This year, horrible in one-score games. I don't think that he got stupid in the last, you know, 6 months between seasons. If you look at DVOA, Dallas is the better team. The opening line in the game, Dallas favored by 3. I think that's the correct line. And right now, it's just a lot of disdain for the Cowboys after all those losses. And I get it. If they struggle with, you know, if they make it a self-fulfilling prophecy where they've lost so they're starting to get freaked out so they keep losing, okay, I'm going to lose the bet. But in general, I think these are even teams. I'm getting points at home. That's about as good as a bet gets in the NFL.
All right.
Talking to RJ Bell, pregame.com, on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. Anything else stand out to you this weekend as something we should be paying attention to?
Well, let's have some fun. Let's be a little bit sophisticated here.
I like fun.
Yeah. Open up Boone's Farm if you have any.
Sure.
And, you know, it's wine, right?
Yeah, Boone's Wine.
I was a country quencher guy back in the day. Nice. I can't lie. But I'm going to go with the Raiders in the first half.
Ooh.
And the line, I got it at 3 with a little extra vig. It might be 3.5 now, which is, you know, obviously a big jump, but I still like it. And here's why. Being now the home of the Raiders soon enough, you know, we got beat writers, local paper, and all that. This is a huge game for them, last game in Oakland. They are so motivated. And you got a Jacksonville team that has looks like given up on the season. And the Raiders have been horrible lately, too. In fact, this is an amazing stat. This could be the two coldest teams ever to play in a game. Meaning, if you look at the last three games and the ATS margin, so how much did they exceed or fall short of the spread? If you add them up for the Raiders and Jags, last three games each, they are minus 121 points. That is the most any two teams have been looking back three games in the history of the NFL.
Ugh.
Think about that. But you've got one team that's going to be motivated, one team that's not. The reason I'm doing it in the first half is I think they're so motivated they could be emotionally spent in the second half, kind of like Super Bowl teams tend to be sometimes because of all the festivities. So I'm going to isolate my edge in the first half. Raiders, minus 3 or 3.5 first half.
All right. RJ.
I like that.
Appreciate your insight
Good
as
stuff,
always.
Good stuff, RJ.
Thank you.
My pleasure, guys. Thank you.
RJ Bell on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline from pregame.com. That is where he joins us. Also, of course, Fox Sports Radio. We will get right back to it with you. Coming up next, have a couple of things to get to. One is on Zoe's birthday. The other one is on Christmas trees.
Oh.
We'll address both
of those
items. Both
very interesting.
Yes.
Like
both fun. We'll do it next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Taylor Swift.
I do. I might listen to
it. Which I know you're very proud of.
Yep. I like this New York song. She's got some good new stuff. I like the old Taylor, though.
Well, she's 30 today.
She's coming here this summer. Big summer of concerts at Gillette. Kenny Chesney.
She's worth $400 million.
Oh, I'm not.
She sold more than 300 million records.
Oh.
10 Grammys. 10 VMAs.
I have one grandma. No, two grandmas.
Six number one singles. Five number one singles, six number one albums, all by the age of 30.
It's all good.
I mean, net worth-wise, what celebrity net worth have Zoe at these days? Do we know?
Liquid. It's all liquid.
It was nine. We haven't checked in a while.
$9 million?
Yep.
Well, you've got...
Let's check again.
You've got 391 million to go then. You guys will be
on my way. You just got to invest right.
You're on your way.
Yep.
That's good, Zoe.
Yeah.
You and Taylor. Same birthday, which you know, which is so great. Here's something else today. We talk often, Zoe, about Christmas trees, right?
Yes.
You are a fake tree guy.
I was a real tree guy for the longest time and had some issues with the pines and how dry one got one year. And lights went out and almost ignited a fire. So we are a fake tree, big fake tree family. But we like the big one now.
You like the big one?
Now. Big, tall one, yeah.
Okay.
12-footer.
All right. Well, this is another reason not to go for the real one.
Most of us don't carefully inspect our Christmas tree each year, but Erie County in Ohio took to Facebook to warn homeowners, you may want to start. If you spot one of these walnut-sized masses on your Christmas tree,
clip it
and toss it outside. If you don't, you might accidentally unleash hundreds of praying mantises upon your home.
What?
Erie County in Ohio, small, egg-shaped pods can hold anywhere from 100 to 200 praying mantis eggs.
Jesus. Thank God they're not spider eggs. You ever see arachnophobia?
Oh, my God.
See, that's why, like, you're bringing in the outside in. You're taking the outside outdoors in. I love seeing trees get spun through and pulled through that hoop where they tie the tree up and they put it on top of the cars. That's cool. That looks great at Christmas. And then you decorate in that and pulling that sucker out and then, ugh, nope.
So
my mom used to get a flocked tree.
It looks like a walnut, but it's full of praying mantis eggs.
Your mother, did she ever do a flock tree? You know what a flock tree
No.
is? No. It's sprayed with looks like white snow. It's a real tree.
Okay.
They're called flocked. They're extra, but, she used to do that, and she'd decorate it all up. We would always have a white, real tree in our house.
Okay.
Oh, white Christmas. Yeah.
Do you get the praying mantises at your house? You ever see them?
We see them every once in a while. I can't recall the last one. Like,
okay,
at the end
of this past summer, probably five different times, praying mantises.
Right on and the basketball pole, like, just sitting there.
Look
at that sucker.
You can catch them. You can sell them. People love those things. Dog was
you want them
crazy
in your house? One
not
to 200 of them?
It looks like a stick. It's a moving stick.
They're huge.
Yeah.
They're ginormous. They look at you. And,
it's not really something that I think I'd want in my house.
I don't think I want it in my house either, but I guess they're good for the yard.
Yeah, that's good.
So are mosquitoes.
That's outside, though. You know, outside.
Right. Yeah.
Not inside. Outside. That's why. I'm sticking with my tree. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. I'm not bringing a live tree in the house again anytime soon.
There's some YouTubes of people that this has happened to. It's pretty good.
What do you mean? Like real ones?
Just people posting on YouTube like stuff.
They have a house full of praying mantises?
It's like, oh, we're taking down our Christmas tree. Look what we found. Hundreds of praying mantises.
My God.
Like a full-size praying mantis or like baby praying mantis?
No, they're like babies.
You're a baby.
Imagine that.
I like them. They eat ticks.
I got a question.
Someone just
What's a good real Christmas tree?
Yeah, no, I got no problem with them. I got no problem with them, Hardy. It's just that, you know, when you're talking about in your house, you feel a little differently about it.
What's a good Christmas tree go for nowadays? 90 bucks? 70? 90 bucks?
I feel like 75 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
Well, you got a couple different type of furs you have to request, right?
Furs.
Douglas fir.
F-I-R.
Douglas fir.
F-U-R. F-I-R.
Yeah, fir.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Right.
I know what you're getting
Douglas
at.
Fir is the best one, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
We're artificial guys.
I think the balsam fir is another one.
Nah, it's right? Them balsams.
Balsam droops. Balsam droops. You want the Douglas fir.
Not one of those trees that has all the needles fall off. Nah, that's them balsams.
That's just one more reason. So, Jim, you got a real tree, right? No? Oh, he's a fake tree guy, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, Jim's... Totally went the other way.
This whole show is all fake.
Jim has Thanksgiving.
The dog was having his way with the real tree. We got rid of that quick.
What do you mean having his way?
Was he humping it? What he was banging his tree?
Using the tree skirt as a lavatory?
Well, there's still a tree skirt on a fake tree, isn't there? What
the hell's wrong with your dog?
Yeah, but it's not that smell. That real, you know?
Oh.
No, it was the old dog. The old dog.
Oh, so the dog was willing to make it his bathroom because it smelled like a real tree. I
drinking the water. Okay. Yeah, all that stuff.
It's snots. Get out. Go to the kitchen. Get yourself something to eat. Clark drinking a quart of Pennzoil.
Where's that news report from?
Best investment. Fayetteville.
Isn't it? Fake Christmas tree is the best investment you'll ever make.
Jim's got a battery operated.
That thing
Christmas
pays for
tree.
Itself in 2 years, Jim. 2 or 3 years.
Of course he does.
Have the yours is pre-lit, right? I would imagine.
It's pre-lit and also lit.
Yeah,
pre-lit.
Lit that thing up. Pre-lit. It's lit every day.
Looks nice.
What happens when the lights go out? Just have to buy a new tree?
They don't go out. I get the good lights.
Yeah.
Pay extra. No.
I mean, I'm like 6 years deep, but I haven't.
You go to Target and get lights, or you go to Seasonal and get lights. The more you pay for lights, the better lights
you probably just find the bulb and change that out.
Tell you what, I lit that thing up with LEDs 1 year, and it was the ugliest year I ever did. And we took them right down.
Because they're a little too bluish.
It's right? Yeah, and it gets a sheen to it. I'm like, ew, it like glows. I'm like, no, I don't want that on a tree. I want the clear.
Mm.
Clear green.
Old school. Got a nice sort of yellow glow to them he's thinking.
I bet you put colored lights on your tree.
Very soft.
No. You don't? Just not white.
They do. They will. There's a mode.
There's some good ones. I mean, I'm not a big colored light guy.
There's a colored light mode. There's a white light mode. And then there's just off and you go white light. Yeah.
There's also the mode where you can have it change from color to white, white to color.
There's the one that spins.
Yeah. Yeah. You know.
See all them ornaments.
Pretty ribbon.
Make me dizzy.
617-779-0985. Mike is in Northborough. Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, buddy? You guys hear me?
Yeah, hey, buddy.
Okay, all right, so something I haven't heard any of you guys really talk about. Nicole Harry, okay.
Nicole?
Maybe he's not standing in the aisle.
Is that his sister?
Is that Nicole and Nikhil? Okay, anyways, yeah, I got a goofy laugh. What about like a tight end, like Aaron Hernandez? Maybe a tight end / receiver hybrid? Only because he's
I don't blame you for asking this. I don't. From lack of production at the tight end position, why can't he be a flex tight end, sort of like Hernandez? He does have his style body. Yeah.
I
can see that.
I mean, you know, we're so desperate right now.
I like that.
And you know what I got to say?
If you can't get on the field as an X or a Z, let's get you in as an F. You become fullback off the opposite to Y. I like it.
Absolutely.
Okay, Mike.
Okay. Another way to get on a field for him.
Is it tougher to learn the pass routes as a tight end or as a wide receiver, though?
A wide receiver. But then you're asking
as a wide receiver?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a good option.
God, yeah.
I thought part of what made Gronk so great was that he you know, took in so much information and was able to dissect it.
His ability was to find spots. Like, they never had to teach him, well, if you see this coverage, you know, yeah, we're telling you to get to the top of the numbers. You might have to go to the middle of the numbers here. He goes, yeah, I know that. You know, that type of stuff. Football intelligence. The Randy Moss football intelligence factor. You know, Gronkowski and Randy had that. These other guys, you tell them go to 10. Yeah, I'll go to 10, come back to 9. All right. Well, what if I get knocked off my route? Now I got to go to 9. Where's the sticks? You know, it's all part of it. But then you're asking a guy to learn a whole other position that's been on injured reserve that has tough enough time dealing with his own. But from a body standpoint, I understand the question. It's a good question.
Dominic's in Newton. Hey, Dominic.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Happy birthday, Zoe.
Thanks, bud.
No problem. So listen, a quick question. I wonder if you guys heard this Colin Hurd take about he came on and did a clip with I forget the lady's name, but they did a process of elimination on what teams that Brady and Josh McDaniels would end up on, and his final, you know, they weeded out all the teams, and the final one came to Dallas. And for next year, I'm just curious what you guys think about that, if you heard about it.
Yeah, we've heard it. We've heard Dallas before. I didn't hear it from Colin Coward, but...
No way.
We've heard it before, and we think it's ridiculous.
No way. That guy's throwing...
Brady and McDaniels? No. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah. Well, no. We've mentioned it in that vein, and we thought it was ridiculous.
The McDaniels thing... Okay, you can make a case for that.
Here, Troy Aikman this week.
That's not because I think it's ridiculous that Brady would leave. I think it's ridiculous that he would go to Dallas.
That would be an embarrassment for Jerry, because you got a young quarterback that is ingrained in your system now, that is thrown for 317 yards and it leads the league per game.
Right.
Your problem isn't Dak Prescott. Your problem is Jason Garrett, your head coach, and maybe a little bit of your offensive coordinator. You know, the Moore kid. We'll see where he goes or what input he has, but... You already got the quarterback. What do you want to bring Tom Brady in for a year or two and then reset and go backwards for the next 6 years? No, you build with Dak. You keep building with Dak. You pay Dak and you build with him. Aikman said it best this week. That team will never get better until Jerry backs off. And that's not going to happen. They talked about Aikman being some sort of a GM guy. He's like, no, never going to happen unless Jerry backs out. What do you think? I'm crazy? I lived it. I know it. Seriously.
I know exactly what's going on there, and I want nothing to do with it.
I'm telling you, don't sleep on Miami.
We've got a tribute for Zoe's birthday coming up next segment. Oh, also got fake promos coming up at 150. Right now, Brian in Rhode Island, before we get to Hardy's headlines. Hey, Brian.
Hey, happy birthday, Zoe. How's it going, guys?
Oh, it's great.
I do have a question. I just wanted to say something quick, though. Seems like last year everybody was praising Mahomes the same that they're doing with Jackson. And don't get me wrong, Jackson's awesome. But all you heard was that, you know, Mahomes is going to be the new face of football. Brady's done this and that.
Is he not anymore? I mean, Mahomes is still fabulous.
Are they even a 500 team now?
Yeah, they're 8-4.
All right, then my bet. My point being is the Bills should have beat the Ravens last week, and if they could have got the offense going.
Yeah, the quarterback stinks. And, they don't have a quarterback.
Well, no, but we do, and our offense. My point being is if Belichick now plays them again, I think he's going to take the page that Buffalo did, and he is going to beat them. And they're not going to have the success next year like the Chiefs.
No, the Chiefs are 9-4,
and
they're the 3 seed. They're one game behind the Patriots.
I agree.
So let's just end this call now.
And Mahomes,
because that premise is insane.
And Mahomes was
injured. They're not the 3 seed.
They're not?
You're Buffalo, you said.
What?
You said Buffalo.
No, he's talking about the Chiefs.
Chiefs
are 9-4.
They're 9-4.
I was stuck on Buffalo.
Mahomes was injured this year.
They won without Mahomes. They did.
9-4, and they're the 3 seed, and they lost their quarterback a few games.
You talked to a guy coming out of
retirement. Not to say that Lamar Jackson...
haven't had any success. Yeah, too. It's been terrible.
But listen, Lamar Jackson could have a return-to-earth season next season, and he could... You know, is it out of the realm of possibility that Lamar Jackson suffers some kind of a setback injury-wise that keeps him sidelined for a few weeks
the way
he plays the game? Of course. Of course that's a possibility. But there's nothing about his game or Mahomes' game... They indicate that they've fallen off and it's not working. It's still working for both those guys, especially for Lamar Jackson.
And
I got he completed 15 passes last night, 5 of them for touchdowns.
Yeah, they keep telling us Mahomes is going to be good. He only has more touchdowns than Brady and fewer picks so far. But yeah, they suck.
I'm with him though. You're not going to get run out of the building like you did down in Baltimore. You have a little more information next time you play him, if you play him.
Absolutely. Second go around, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
They'd have a much better chance of winning the game here or there.
I'll take my chances on them.
Well, I'm not feeling great about it, but I'm not saying they can't win the game. They certainly can do that. All right, don't miss it. We've got fake promos, best of Another best of segment on the fake promos at 150. More of your calls and a little tribute to Zoe.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up? What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Remember, I'll be the one you won't forget.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. This bigger than boys, a diggity dog. I have them like Miley Cyrus. Zoe's going out tonight. Timber, he's ready.
I might have Fred Toucher for me tonight.
Why?
Be a smart move on her part. Never know what's going down. You ever been slapped upside your head and you didn't expect it coming?
That'd be a good prank.
I might go Fred hunting tonight.
I never know. I pulled the greatest prank on Fred. What? I slapped him upside his head.
He fell down and knocked his teeth out.
Let's go back to your calls. Lorraine is in New Hampshire. Oh. Lorraine.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine.
Happy birthday, Zoe.
That's nice of you, Lorraine.
Have a happy and healthy year.
Yes. I'd like to blow out my nachos.
How do you think our season's going to end, Zoe?
I think we're going to be 13-3.
Okay.
Number two seed, and let's see where the chips fall. Just like the nachos, yeah. You know.
Just like the nachos. Yep. I'm not looking forward to having to play.
I'm not feeling your energy right
Baltimore.
Now.
Huh?
I'm not feeling your energy right now.
Well, I'm a little anxious about Baltimore. I hate Baltimore. They make me very nervous.
Why don't you just jet off down to South America like you did at this time last year,
Lorraine?
Yeah, you were couldn't handle the pressure last year. You went to a different hemisphere.
Oh, it was gorgeous. Oh. Ipanema Beach. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
What beach you go to?
Ipanema. It was a block away.
The girl from Ipanema. What's that song about the girl from Ipanema?
That's right.
Girl from Ipanema.
There you go.
Well, isn't there like trash and water?
All right, Lorraine. Have a great weekend.
No. No. Okay. Hey, you too. Go pack.
See you, Lorraine. Okay. All right. There you go. She's back.
That's the one that Giselle walked to at the Olympics.
Right.
Dan is in the car. Hey, Dan.
Incredible.
How you doing, guys?
We're tired, too.
Hi.
Just from the runway. Just runway.
From walking.
Well, walking the runway, yeah.
Didn't do that anymore.
Sorry, go ahead, please.
Speak. That's all right. I had a question about the tight end situation. I was curious what you guys think.
I think it sucks.
So 2 weeks ago, I'm watching the broadcast, and I don't know if it was Collinsworth or Aikman, and they start talking about what Gronk used to do and how Brady had the outlet across the middle, and Gronk would do that. And no sooner did they say that than one of the tight ends ran across the middle. Brady threw the pass. He caught it for a first down.
Yeah.
And so my question is this. The guys are there. Whether or not they're good as Gronk.
They don't affect coverage like him. They don't do it. It's not even comparable. Can't even talk about them in the same breath as that guy. Gronkowski's in a huddle. They set coverage based on strength of the secondary wherever he goes. They don't do that with Ben Watson or Matt LaCosse or Ryan Izzo.
So it's more about Brady. He doesn't see them open, and so he doesn't make the call.
No, coverage is set with Edelman. If you've listened to the last several weeks, teams are doubling Edelman right now, and they're manning up everybody else. It's a disrespect slap to the people on the outside. Because they're saying, we're going to take Edelman away, and we're going to go to White after him, and then you got to beat us with everybody else, and you can't do it. Edelman sets coverage now. Gronkowski does not. He's not there. So we're not going to talk about him anymore. You buy all the tickets you want to all his little beach parties and all the little shakers that you want to buy. Yeah, and you could go buy his little pop-up stores and buy all that stuff. That's fun, right? Yeah, your tight end position is screwed right now. And it's hurt the offense. not having Gronkowski has hurt the offense. He set coverage. You flex him out. You can move guys around. There's not one person on this offense right now you could take, put on the boundary, or put him in motion that a defense is going to go, oh, my God, here he comes. Not one. Gronkowski did that.
Coming up next, we have a boatload of fake promos to get to. They are best of from the year. Best of. That's the time of year we're in. But first, this for Zoe's birthday.
Oh. That's what I say. Oh, you want to go nuts, too? Like, they blow that call. What a bullshit call. Oh, no. Jim, drop that honk.
Chicken salad out of chicken stuff.
Bull crap. Bull. You need a little bash. I mean, you need a little. I slid it in better. That's what you put in your mouth in the morning. But if you keep the hole small, that sucker would squirt. So, boom, it oozes out. Some guys just put it in better. Monsters inside me eat me out through the inside of me.
Yeah, they've had a lot of sex with people. They've had a lot of success with
people.
They've
had a lot of what with people?
Cheese cream bread.
He may be restricted.
Oh. Still bit his tongue.
Son of a
Dill.
Yeah, Dill.
I think the favorite is there.
Oh, very good.
What do you mean very good?
What do you mean favorite?
I gotta take.
Zolak and Bertrand. That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Everybody. They give.
Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub. That's sweet.
Takeaways brought to you by Waken 180 Weight Loss. Set up your consultation to start losing weight. Get healthy. It can be a great gift to yourself, not only to you, but the loved ones in your life. They'll be thankful. Waken180weightloss.com. Check out the great stories there. What do we got? Fake promos?
By the way, promos. Bucket full of them.
Before we get to this, somebody on Twitter said, you already mentioned this, on your 31st birthday, you came into the game. For Drew Bledsoe?
Yeah, it was probably against the Rams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the, yes.
I wasn't ready to go that day.
You were not?
Yeah, I was. Of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, good. All right, so this starts June. June of this year.
I got my bell rung on that one. Thought I got a concussed.
He thought he got a concussed.
Oh, my God. Somebody hit me from the left side. I couldn't hear it on my left ear.
No after effects whatsoever. No. So these fake promos are from June, maybe through August. We'll see how many we get
summertime.
Through today. Here we go. Summertime
Summer.
Fake promos. Go.
Like Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
It's my jam right there.
What was that French?
That was like the weird flute that was dubbed in over a French cartoon that was had the name Marchand in it.
Okay.
That all of a sudden became the Bruins' go-to song on this show.
Je m'appelle Scott. Je m'appelle Scott. Avec moi.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He looks like that guy in Pulp Fiction. Ma, that is a tasty burger.
You think he looks like Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah. Do you mind if I have a bite of your burger?
I don't think he does.
Say what again?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Say what again? And he said it, dumbass.
That's the show. That's it. That was the show.
Are they going Morgan Freeman?
Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, Dad, can you believe somebody called and said Kyrie Irving should be the banner waiver?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We were on location that day.
Is it Devin Danvers? Is that who that is?
At least she wasn't
I don't know.
She wasn't eating.
She makes a count, though.
Where's Babs and Beverly?
I don't know. I think I may have seen her name on the call screen at one point today.
Barbara. Nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hold either.
She didn't hang on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
There's something really distasteful, I think, about
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Mr. Perfect over here.
Oh. Yeah. That's beneath you?
Oh, you think that's taken out of context?
Tony, stop saying.
Okay, that... that happened.
That did that day. That was the best ever. That was loud and clear, man. Everybody heard it on the show.
Yes, yes, everybody heard it. What's up next?
My dad heard that in Florida.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Caesar the Abuser. Cesar el Abusador.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Caesar the Abuser. I think they caught him not long ago in South America, right?
Yeah.
They're on to him.
They got him.
Still don't know what happened to Ortiz.
Nothing
but
to see here.
Nothing to see there.
He was hanging out with Juan the Unconscionable.
Oh, Ortiz went back to the Dominican for the first time.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, would you go back there if you
get
were
rid
him?
Of Caesar, sure.
Must feel like the investigation got all the right guys involved.
I'd ship everything back here, and I would sell him.
It's just so abusive.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Yeah. So what do you do? What are you up to today?
Well, right now I'm drinking a beer behind the dumpster.
Okay. Which?
did I just swear?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He's the best.
That was a Monday too.
Oh yeah,
that was a Monday.
So what are you doing now? Thing where drinking a beer behind the dumpster.
What was the golf thing where he was building some, taking out some toilets or something, and the golf ball hit?
Oh yeah,
the porta potty.
That's right. He was
Well, right now I'm drinking a beer behind the dumpster.
Okay then.
Yeah, he's hitting golf balls 400 yards.
You think he would stack a quart of wood at my house?
No.
I need a stacker.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hey, what do you do? I reached down and touched it, hard as a rock. Do you put?
Oh,
Jesus!
Right. What was that from?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
How hard was it?
As hard as a rock.
Rocks are hard.
That was in July, though. I imagine you were off.
I was. It didn't sound like I was the.
I was
other
not
host
in that day.
Well.
I was not in that day. I'd have been
that
all
was
over
Sarge's
that.
Sarge's voice.
I'd have been all over that. Oh, really? How was that show with Sarge?
Oh. What do you do? I reached down and touched it, hard as a rock. Do you put... You... Jesus.
<All right. laughs> Fake laugh.
Was Sarge.
How was that day working with him?
Don't remember. Summertime.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Was that movie with the thing, and he was with the Al Pacino.
Casino?
Whoa!
Oh,
the Oakwood burger.
Yeah, scent of a woman.
Hoo-ah.
Yeah.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Hub. What did Mike O'Brien throw out there? Casino?
Casino. Yeah, one job. Read the headline.
Was that
read
movie
the
with
paper thing, and he was with the Al Pacino.
Casino?
Hoo-ah. Casino.
Without Pacino. Boondock Saints?
I should watch it.
Wasn't Boondock Saints.
Heat.
The Departed?
The Denver Nuggets.
Casino. Oh.
Just read. All you gotta do is read.
I'm on the Pacino movies.
I figured it out. He can't go. He can't go from the end of the sentence down to the next one in any paragraph.
Casino.
Tootsie?
This blended for sure was sweet.
No, it's not.
Dustin Hoffman. I'm a big fan of Dustin Hoffman.
Good Pacino movie, but that's not it.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Hit the middle of the egg, it would break. You can't break it from top to bottom, but the middle would break right through.
Okay. Thank you, Tom.
Mr. Rogers was not gay, and Tyreek Hill should never play football ever again. Thanks, guys.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The is Mr. Rogers gay conversation?
Of course not.
Started on TNR, right? That's how it happened?
I don't remember this either.
You don't remember that
Fred,
day?
Fred started it.
And we picked it up by saying, I don't think that was the case. Remember? I'm the Mr. Rogers of a-holes or something.
Yeah.
It was Fred's deal. We picked up the conversation.
All right.
So he was defending us.
Fred Rogers is a big part of my youth growing up. Being a Pittsburgh guy.
Pittsburgh,
yeah,
of course.
Film locally there. Yeah, right. We're big Mr. Rogers.
Oh,
guys.
Yeah.
Got two more, Jim?
Two more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Now listen, my fine people. I believe we can see a bunch of minority people coming into our fair city.
No.
And nobody wants that.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports.
I was trying to save you from yourself there. I'm like, no.
What was that about?
No. No.
That's not when we were on location, was it?
I used to work with a guy.
It wasn't Super Bowl. No.
I used to work with
you defended who? Ty?
Oh, that might have been training camp.
Who was it?
I used to work with a guy that said on air that they got run out.
Tom said his favorite fake promo of the year, his favorite show moment of the year was in that batch. Was that it, Tom?
Right here. You want it now?
Yeah, yes, give it now.
It now.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
It's from a New York Times bestselling author talking about his new book, The Russian.
What's his new book called?
The Russian.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Those freaking Russians. A damn Russian came in with a pickaxe.
Hearing you talk about that book for 2 weeks, how you love that book.
What's his new book called?
The Russian.
He did well in that book.
Yeah?
He did really well.
What was your favorite part of the book?
The ending. When a Russian, when an American killed a Russian. USA! USA!
The Russian.
All right.
Thanks, he's got guys. Spies! Knife fights!
Knife fights. It's a good spy movie.
Felger Mazur next.
All right.
Okay. Have a great
See
weekend.
Y'all.
Happy birthday, Zo.
Thank you. Thanks, Zo. Guys. Go Pats.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.